Good Nights with Linda Mariano on Triple J.
Linda Mariano with you, and it is time for you to meet English band Peace. They're in the country right now for their first Australian tour. We've been spinning a couple of tracks from their critically acclaimed debut album In Love, including Lovesick and Follow Baby. Today, the band's frontman, Harry Koisar, and drummer, Dom Boyce, dropped by Triple J for a chat. The guys have just finished a couple of dates in Melbourne over the weekend, so I asked them what that was like.
Melbourne was
great.
It was great, yeah.
We had two shows. We were there for maybe 4 days.
Went to a rock bar.
I didn't actually go to the rock bar.
By the name of Cherries, I believe it's called.
Yes, that's quite a wild and renowned one. Harry, why didn't you go?
I haven't been able to stay awake. This is the first daytime I've been able to sort of function.
Why?
I've been here. I don't know.
Jet lag.
Yeah, and I think I had some like mystery illness as well.
You always hear those stories about bands that while the lead singer may be the most flamboyant on stage, they're actually the one that's got to go home, go to bed right after the gig while everyone else can keep partying because they've got to save
the
voice.
I've recently started looking after my voice, and it is like I thought it was all... you know, just one of those things that people say, but it is actually true, which is really, really frustrating.
I'm laughing though.
Dom's absolutely
Dom's
laughing.
Yeah.
As long as you put the skills in there, you can recall them at any time in any state as a drummer, I think.
Yeah, you can take it too
You
far,
can get
though.
Through a show. I've seen you in some awful states and you've got through the show like you were sober and well slept.
Yeah.
I've seen drummers that have had a vomit bucket next to the snare drum.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I was sick up my nose once.
It was disgusting.
Because I didn't have a bucket, and I was like, I can't be sick. We were halfway through a song, and it just poured out my nose.
You vomited
out of your nose.
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm not going to be sick. I'm going to keep my mouth closed, and it just came out.
It was one of the most noticeable displays of vomit I've ever seen.
Acid that would have burnt your nose.
It wasn't good, man. It wasn't good, and it was in a really like depressing part of England as well. So it was like not even a show worth. Being
a,
no,
a show
every
worth
show
vomiting out of your nose.
Actually, let's talk about England. You're from a small town of Worcester. Is that how you say it?
That's where we met.
Yeah,
Worcester.
College.
Where did you meet? Yeah.
We met on Worcester High Street, me and Dom did.
Mm.
And then we started playing music together.
Yeah.
And we started playing shows in Birmingham, which is the nearest big city. Mm. And then we did that thing where you start playing in London more. And then
we did that thing when we moved to London.
That's been very, very recent.
Yeah,
but,
true.
You know, sort of 2 years ago, we were in Birmingham sort of just playing shows and trying to tour as much as we can. And then we've kind of ended up here. It's just the last 2 years has been sort of nonstop.
How did it feel when you started to get noticed going from Birmingham to London and now you've been all over the place?
It feels like A to B. It took a very long time, you know. It wasn't like one morning we woke up and we were just plastered over every bus. It just kind of, so because it was so gradual, it was never really a big deal, was it?
Mind you, there was times when I can remember we played in like a pub in Digbeth in Birmingham, which was like, and maybe 40 people were there. And at the time we were like, oh, this is amazing. There's like actually people here. And then it was only like 3 months later that we sold out like a 300 capacity venue. And at the time that didn't seem like anything. But then looking back, I was like, that was only 3 months. And then 5 months after that, we sold out like 1,000 capacity in Birmingham. Like looking back, it felt like a really long time at the point. But looking back, it's like, and then like, I don't know, on next UK tours, it's really way bigger than anything we've ever done. I don't know.
On Triple J, you're hearing from English band Peace, who are touring the country at the moment. You'll get the second part of my chat with Harry and Dom from the band up next. It is Follow Baby by English band Peace from their debut album In Love. It's out now. It's been getting rave reviews. The NME called it the best album of the year. I caught up with Harry and Dom from the band earlier today. They're in town doing their first Australian tour. And considering they've really just blown up over the last couple of years, I wanted to know what life was like before things took off.
We were all doing various bits of nonsense, weren't we?
I held a sign on a Saturday for a club night in the middle of Birmingham for £12 a day.
£12 a day?
Not very much. But it was fun, really fun, and then could go to the club for free. And I think that was, I was more interested in that than anything else, sort of having fun all week long. And that was kind of my week. I managed to work one day holding a sign, come rain or shine. But yeah, looking back on it, it's quite grim, but actually I'd be lying if I said I wasn't quite positive and enjoying it the whole time.
What a positive outlook. And the sound of the record is interesting as well. There's songs that are that seem to be really that they come from a melodic base, that perhaps your vocals have started the song or a guitar line. But then there's other songs that seem to be really rhythmic and all about that, the percussion and those sick bass lines. How do the songs come about when you're in there writing them?
I think you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
Some songs will be like from an acoustic thing, which I'll do and sing. And then other songs come from when we're creating a sound, or we might start creating something and then I'll add melodies to it. We'll start with the melody and add the other stuff. But I guess that's sort of the equilibrium and the in how we put our music together. But there's no, also we've never really had any rules. I never really considered myself like the songwriter. I guess, I don't know, it depends what you count a song as. If you're looking at the lyrics and the some of the melodies, then I guess, yeah, but...
Well, look, thanks so much for coming by today, Harry and Dom.
No worries, thanks for having us.
You've got some shows that are coming up in Australia. You've got a few more to go. And one last thing I did want to ask you. I know that you've been doing the cover of Disclosure White Noise at some of the UK festivals.
Yes.
Are you doing them for Australian audiences?
We haven't played it yet, have we, at the shows?
I think you should whip it out.
I've been asked by everyone to do it.
Maybe we should. We'll do it from now on then. Because the thing is, we kind of decided to do it at festivals, and then Diplo was really unhappy that we were doing it, and that sort of felt
Was he unhappy? He's not in Disclosure.
Diplo was, what did he call it?
He was like, why do all indie bands feel like they need to
have a Disclosure to be relevant?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But we saw Disclosure the other day at a festival in England, and they were like the cover. So shut up, Diplo.
F you, Diplo.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, do the cover at the show.
I think we should actually. I feel pretty bad now that we haven't at the last two.
I feel bad for telling Diplo to shut up as well. Sorry, Diplo.
Sorry, Diplo. Sorry, Diplo. Don't hit me. Yeah.
On Triple J, just a little bit of animosity between Diplo and English Band Peace. If you want to catch them while they're in the country this week, I've got their tour dates up for you next. In the meantime, here is that infamous Disclosure cover they have promised to play for you. This is Peace and their cover of Disclosure's White Noise. You're on Triple J. Good night.